Hey, what is up, everybody, and welcome to the Get Your Bell Rung Football Podcast. He is Kevin Reynolds. I am Bobby Wall, and we are here to talk all things football and hit you with some takes that might rattle you up a bit. Tonight's show is very exciting. It is our yearly mock draft that we are going to do together. It is one of, if not my favorite shows that we do all year long. But before we get to it, Mr. Kevin Reynolds, how you doing?
Doing well. Spent a lot of time outside. We
See the
spoke,
tan.
yeah, we spoke a minute ago about I'm getting tan. We've had pretty good weather, so what can I say? A lot of time outdoors. It's that time of season. If I'm not outdoors teaching tennis, I am indoor string tennis rackets. So it's been pretty intense last couple weeks.
I am swiftly closing in on my maternity leave, which is going to be the month of May. My son will be 3 months by then, but mom is going back to work, so I'm taking off for the month. Mixed feelings. The infant stages aren't where I necessarily shine. Whenever they get to be to a point where I can reason with them a little bit, I am much better, but I am looking forward to all of the time I'll have at home and obviously with the little one.
Very good. Will you be dabbing into a few meals during your time?
I'm sure a mule or two will be consumed while I'm not working.
Very good. Very good.
So before we get started, though, some of the NFL teams, they're releasing their uniforms they plan on using this year. I know the Lions is they're one of the more recent ones, which got me thinking, what are some of your favorite uniforms of any team that are out there?
I
I'll
love
go
all those.
first since.
I like those colorway uniforms that they do sometimes that are completely outlandish. Like, I love the Ravens when they do the all purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really dig that. I just
I'm
like all the
undecided
crazy
on those.
colors. I like when the I love the Seahawks one. Yes, the all that
Neon
lime
green.
green, that was freaking
Yeah.
awesome.
I'm undecided. I do like the Seahawks one, though. I will give you that. Obviously, I love the Kelly green, but man, I also love all black uniforms.
Yeah,
I know the Ravens will throw them on,
yes.
the Eagles every now and then. I love any team all black. I also love the Houston Oilers blues from back in the day.
Oh yeah. The old Bucks, the old
Dude, that
creamsicle.
was my. Yes, that was my next one, the creamsicle, man.
I
They're great.
like the Lions one that it's the all gray, but the letters are all the that sort of like
Yeah.
not their normal blue. It looks like it's just barely lighter and it really pops.
And those are newer ones, right?
Yeah, they're
That's
sharp.
interesting. I thought you'd be more of a classic uniform guy.
No,
You like the
I
newer
like the new
stuff.
way stuff. I'm down with the class. I got nothing new problem. I love like this year that they're allowing them a third helmet now so that they can
Yeah.
really mix some things up. Why not? You know, millions of people are going to buy all this stuff. I've never really understood it in the first place, the NFL's draconian rules on uniforms.
Yeah. Dude, I saw a thing today that Tyreek Hill's been fined like $100,000 for his not wearing socks throughout his career.
Yeah, they don't like that stuff, but he—that's what—that's about a quarter for him.
Yeah, it's like a $10 deal, man.
Yeah, so,
Must be nice.
not too big of a deal. Yeah, they find them for so many, and I understand you want everybody to look the same when you go out there. If things get certain crazy, you don't know who's who. But man, why not let every team have four different uniforms to choose from? You
Yeah,
know.
no, for sure. I'm with you.
And I've always wondered, maybe you know the answer, why are the Cowboys the only team in the league that have their own little special rule? They're
What is
the
it?
only team in the league, aren't they the only team in the league that wears their dark jerseys at home?
No,
Or their dark
most home
jerseys
jerseys.
on the road?
I mean, I know they wear their white jerseys at home sometimes.
Well, whatever they do, they're the opposite of pretty much every team. The rest of them all, I thought teams usually wore white at home, don't they?
No, they wear white on the road.
Okay, well then they're the opposite.
Yeah, that's how I was in college. We only, up until my senior year, we only wore all whites, even at home, because our head coach was a, I don't know. He liked the all white look and all the players hated it, but he didn't care. But it wasn't until my senior year we got to do like all dark green, which we loved as players.
Oh, speaking
But
of which, the Eagles one year wore those jerseys. Might have been their whole thing. It wasn't their normal green, but it wasn't black. It was like this super crazy dark green. Was it them or the Jets? One of the two. They wore this super, super dark green. It almost looked black in some ways you looked at it, but it was really just a super dark green.
all
Oh,
right,
that's bad
sir.
too. Yeah.
It's going to take us a while for this mock draft. You ready to get started?
Yeah, we can go for it.
All right. So the way we figured it up on the show last time was you pick first, and then it's kind of a snake draft where I pick twice. So I get two and three, then you get four and five, I get six and seven, and we go on from there. You cool with that? We can throw in trades whenever we want, right?
Yeah, I'm down with it. I'd love
Like,
one of these years we do one and we just throw out everything that we've heard and all that
oh.
because we're doing this again how we think they're gonna do it how we would do it. I would like that sometime. Just like throw all that to the wind and say, you know what, we're the GMs. We're gonna do whatever we feel like. We don't really care what the press says.
I don't mind.
But for the first pick, this is a no-brainer. I still, to this very day, say they should trade Ravage somebody because I've done so many mock drafts where I traded this pick and got so much in return and still ended up getting a good quarterback. But nonetheless, Caleb Williams, yippee skippy, boring pick.
And I'm not going to move the needle much either with pick number two. Washington Commanders are going to take quarterback Jaden Daniels from LSU, Heisman Trophy winner. He is my QB1 in this class. I think he's going to pull a CJ Stroud from last year and outproduce the number one overall pick. So I kind of think those two are set in stone. It's when we get to three that I think it gets a little bit more interesting. The GM was Elliot Wolf of the Patriots has come out and said numerous times he's listening to offers. They are getting calls for the number three overall pick.
Yeah, he did say he's listening to offers, but he also said he basically wants the biggest draft haul in the history of the NFL for this pick. And
All
not and
right.
you and I, neither one of us think any of these quarterbacks are worth that.
Correct, which leads me to believe, boring in my mind, but I think they go Drake May, quarterback, UNC, to be the head honcho there for their offense for, and they hope for at least the next decade.
I have not, or I cannot even remotely disagree with you. And I've seen a mock draft here, mock draft there, where somebody just trying to make waves where they'll throw in Joe Alt or maybe Malik Nabers or Harrison. But we both know that's not happening. This league's quarterback driven. And when you get an
Who's your
opportunity,
number one?
take them.
Who's your number one player? Not who's going to go one, but who do you think is the best overall player in this draft?
I think it's Marvin Harrison. And then number two is about 7 miles down on the list. And that's probably Malik Nabers.
The floor is just so high, right?
Yeah.
Man. All right, you're up. Arizona Cardinals, pick
So
number
four
four.
again. I'd love for them to do something here, but I can't. I don't think they're going to. I really don't. I think they're going Marvin Harrison Jr. I think they've known it all along. They might pretend they're not because that's what you do, but I cannot imagine them passing up on him. They have right now the singular. Either them or the Bills' worst receiver room in the league, and this guy is a game changer.
Yeah, and I mean, I told you this before. Marvin Harrison reminds me of who CeeDee Lamb is right now. And there was someone we're talking about Dynasty Fantasy, and what would you rather have, CeeDee Lamb or the second overall pick in this year's rookie Dynasty draft? Well, for me, it's kind of easy because the second overall pick is going to be either Harrison or Neighbors. And what you hope is that eventually they turn into who CeeDee Lamb already is.
Yes.
And I know CeeDee Lamb's been in the league for a couple of years, but he's not a roll of the dice. You know what you got there. And you're hoping one of those guys turns into him. So I
If
take
he
CeeDee
turns
Lamb
into
over the.
80% of him, it's worth the
Right.
pick here.
But I take CeeDee Lamb in that trade deal all day
I've
long.
seen,
And
have you seen a couple pre-draft ranking or pre-season rankings for next year? I've seen a couple have Lamb as the number one overall wide receiver for
yeah,
fantasy.
sure. And JJ and Chase close behind.
Yeah. especially since JJ doesn't have, currently have a quarterback, which
So,
leads us to number five.
yeah, this is I'm interested to see what you do here.
So I bet I've done 30 different mocks here. And the only two teams that I think would truly jump up, three that would jump up that I've tried, are the Giants with moving up just one spot. But I don't think they're going to do a quarterback. They can keep pretending they are, but I don't think they will. Obviously, Minnesota and then the Raiders. And I've done a bunch where on these two different things. Right now, I'm just using the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator, where the Chargers gave up just that five. They got Minnesota's 11, 23, and like a first next year and a second the year after that. You have your little chart. Don't you think that's excessive? Or does that make sense for moving clear up to number five?
Well, five is worth 1700, right? And you're talking about 1250 is the 11th overall pick, and 23 would be 760.
So that's already more than the five.
That's all right.
But I'm
Now
seeing
there is a
things adding
there's a
even
QB
more to
tax.
it.
Yeah, I next year's one would be too much.
I agree. It seemed crazy to me. But then there's people saying that Minnesota wants McCarthy so bad that they'll give up the farm because they don't want to waste JJ.
What do you got going here with the Chargers, my friend?
I would do the five for the 11 and 23, but that's up to you because you've got the 11. I think I have the 23,
Oh
maybe.
yeah, you want Minnesota to hop up there?
Yeah.
Let's do it. I can I will accept the deal.
Okay. Proposed trade.
And he's taking JJ McCarthy. You're taking JJ McCarthy there at five.
Okay, yeah, let me get this in first. Minnesota. So LA is giving up their five. Minnesota's giving up their 11 and 23, correct?
Yeah, so I actually have both of those.
Yeah,
I
okay,
get
good.
11 and 23.
Well, why did it made me reject it? I don't understand why it rejected because I'm being all teams.
Don't know.
That's
I'm
what I'm
doing.
saying. Like these things often wouldn't let me do this. They forced me to add on more.
It's fine. We'll just, you know what? You know what you did? You threw in a third round pick next year, and I accepted.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Well, let me do that then. Just I want to try and keep all this straight.
And it's fine. I'm doing it on a Google Doc, so I'm good.
And rejected
Riveting
that
stuff
too.
here.
Give me one sec. I'm gonna get this.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, can I go ahead and make my Giants pick?
Yeah, good for it.
Excellent. So the Giants, I agree with you. I don't think they're going to go QB when it actually gets said and done. And if Malik Nabers is sitting here, there's no way in my mind that they don't. They have to take him. The leading receiver for that team, I think it's three out of the last 4 years, is Darius Slayton,
And he's holding out.
who's currently holding out because he can. He's the best receiver on the
Would
team.
too. He's the best thing
Me
they got going
too.
by far.
If everyone's like, oh, Jefferson's, he didn't show up and see you later. Who's Slayton think he is? He thinks he's the best receiver on the team, and he's right. Oh man, that's something.
So
All
here's
right, so
the, yeah, I'm with you. I've seen him go to them at six in a lot of mock drafts.
yeah, so for me in Tennessee, they I think they're in a prime trade back scenario because their number one need is a tackle, and they're deep. Normally, though, I feel like in mocks and things that I've done and seen, Joe Alt from Notre Dame, the
Yeah.
number one tackle in the class, he goes to the Chargers at five. Well, in this scenario, that's not happening. And so Tennessee could still trade out, but why? Because right now you have the number one tackle in the class. So if I'm Tennessee, I am staying put, and that is what is happening. Joe Alt goes to the Tennessee Titans. You are up, sir. Pick eight,
So
Atlanta
eight
Falcons.
is one of these ones you were talking earlier is fairly boring, mundane. I'd say about 80% of the mock drafts I've come across have Mr. Dallas Turner, the one and only defensive player in the top 10, going to Atlanta. Edge is their biggest need. I think their offense is going to take care of itself this year. Boy, do they got some playmakers there with our boy Kirk. I just don't know how much they need on offense. So Dallas Turner here going number eight. It's a boring pick, but
I know. So let me ask you a question. What about is this a is Atlanta in a spot? Because you know, I said this before, and before getting on air, you had, you know, agreed with me that this is probably the only spot where a defensive player goes in the top 10, maybe the Bears at nine. So that feels to me that Atlanta would be in a perfect trade back spot,
they
because if
could
they
be.
want that pass rusher, they have their pick. And if somebody wants to jump up for Rome Odunze, because I mean, the Bears could take him. Everyone, well, the Bears got DJ Moore and they got Keenan Allen. This last deal, last year, Keenan Allen deal. He's old, right? Can you imagine getting that rookie quarterback and pairing him with that rookie wide receiver?
It'd be sharp.
Yeah, no kidding. But all right, so Dallas Turner, it is. You're up with Chicago.
This is one where this is where I think things start getting crazy, and I really don't know what they're going to do. I've seen all kinds of things from them taking a wide receiver here to taking your boy Latu here because they really need defense. They're awful. I saw one
Ring,
today, Jared
ring,
Verse
ring, ring.
going here at nine.
Ring, ring, ring.
Okay, what do you got for me?
I'm the LA Chargers. I'm sitting here at 11. And I don't
Okay.
know if you've seen my team, but I don't have any. I might have the worst wide receivers in all of football. I would like to hop up there for Rome Odunze. Obviously, I wouldn't tell you that in the heat of the moment, but I'll be willing to give you now the Eagles jumped up a spot last year, and all they did was give up a fourth round pick. I'm willing to give you pick 69 if
Which
I can hop up. You
is
know what? I don't even
early.
want to do that. I'm not going to do that to you. I feel like I'm shortchanging you. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to give you 69 and 110.
69 and 110. I mean, look, Chicago
Let's see. 69s were 245.
with
110 is 74. So we're looking at over 300. And the jump is, dude, the jump's only 100 points.
so 69 and 110 and 11 for nine.
One, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, 110 and 11. Yes.
And 69
69.
for nine.
Let's do it.
Trade has been rejected.
Not in my book.
Okay, just let me. I wish this one does. This is the one that doesn't have the forced trade thing, which
So
is
look,
frustrating.
what this did is you still have the pick though. So you have to pick. You're picking for the nine. So you have the Chargers pick now. You got to take from a dude's sake because that's why I did this.
Why can't this one have the automatic trade? It's irritating.
If you were the Chargers here at nine, you're taking Rome Odunze, right?
If I'm the Chargers, I would say definitely yes.
Okay, excellent. I'm gonna go ahead and write him in there. And now Justin Herbert is super pumped.
This is throwing off my whole routine.
It's all good, man. I'm up number 10 with the Jets. This one's gonna be boring. They should take a tackle. Surprisingly, one's gone so far. But they are in a spot where I think they need to win now. They need to make a splash. The Joe Douglas, the GM, and Robert Saleh, the head coach, they are in some serious hot water. So we are going tight end Brock Bowers
Oh, yeah.
from Georgia. He is a top 10 overall talent in most people's books. So he will be the newest New York Jet. I'm sure that's two quarterbacks in a row that got happy there. Herbert with Odunze, and now Aaron Rodgers with Brock
We had
Bowers.
a
So that.
Dunsay go, and we had Brock Bowers going, and I 100% agree with you because he goes to them a lot. And if Aaron Rodgers can keep his feet together, he's in good shape.
All right. So now I am up again with the Chicago Bears after that trade back. They could go any number of ways here.
Think they'll go
Man.
with your boy here?
Who?
Isn't Latu, isn't he your number one edge guy?
He is. So actually, that's he is one guy, but I'm also thinking tackle, man. If I got a brand new rookie quarterback. Nothing kills rookie quarterbacks' careers. I mean, just ask David Carr, than getting smashed. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to give them Fuaga, Talise Fuaga, the big old tackle from Oregon State. He's going to slide in there to the Bears at 11 and hopefully, in their eyes, keep Caleb Williams upright and allow him to throw to all those weapons they have now.
Okay.
Safe pick.
Yes. So now things get crazy with these next two teams.
Mm-hmm. You're in a spot here, man.
I wonder.
You're in a spot. You got Broncos at 12, Raiders at 13.
I wonder what the Raiders, if they're going this route for Penix, if, I mean, do you think either one would actually take them at 12 and 13? Or are they going to be in a spot where they think we have to, or we're not meeting this, or both of us, our primary need is quarterback?
Here's the problem that I think is going to happen. There might be some other teams that want to trade up for somebody else, but they don't want to give them that because the Broncos, either team could trade back and get, you know, Michael Penix or Bo Nix if they want behind them, but they don't have to do that. Like,
no.
You know, that's why they want to trade back, because they want to get some stuff in return and still get their guy. So
yeah, they want to get value for the pick instead of taking
force
them early,
them,
and it might backfire.
Force them to take their guy or don't.
But then it could be one of those scenarios where they do that and it completely backfires and they don't get either of them.
I don't know.
Because I've seen various scenarios where they both are trading up, both are trading back, some where they stay right where they are. And at times, neither one of them taking the quarterback here.
What you got, dude?
I mean, I don't.
What you got?
What I really think is going to happen is the Raiders are going to contact the Broncos here and move up one spot.
They're not going to do. They're not. They're in division. They're division rivals. That's not happening.
Well, Denver might not do it, but I'm not saying the Raiders aren't going to contact them to try and do it.
I got you.
I mean, if I'm Denver here, I'm sorry, dude. This is really holding me up, because this is just. And what would you do? Because you only have one guy left that is going to be, as far as the quarterbacks go, that I know Bo Nix, somebody's going to take him relatively early, but he could drop into the second round.
Does Sean Payton look at A.D. Mitchell and see Michael Thomas? I mean, who are they throwing to? Cortland Sutton for another year? They don't have Judy anymore. I haven't
even
seen.
They also need defensive tackles.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen a wide receiver go to Denver at all in any of these mocks I've
done. Neither have
Not
I.
That
I would
remember.
Be really surprised. I mean, if I was to take one here, it'd be Brian Thomas, most likely.
Well, that could be one of those picks that we talked about that could throw the whole thing haywire.
It could. But just because I want to. I guess we're going to go ahead, and they're the ones that are going to pull it and take Penix.
Okay, I like it.
And I have 13, the Raiders then, who are now just beyond pissed off. I don't know. I'm probably here taking Fashanu.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's a safe pick here, dropping down to 13th. It's something they need. Their biggest need, really, besides quarterback. So he's gone.
Yes. So you took Olufoshanu from Penn State, correct?
Yeah. Again, not a sexy pick, but a safe pick and a most definite team need. They are not stretching with this pick, whereas the Broncos might be stretching with Penix.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Where are we
it's
at
amazing
now?
What demand, supply and demand will do to a draft. Penix has no business going 12th, but he might anyway. There's a decent chance he'll go at 12 or 13.
Yeah,
when he's
I know.
Maybe
I
the
agree.
30th, 40th best player in his draft.
And it's funny because maybe what was it 2, 3 weeks ago you and I were talking, and it was Penix might not go in the first round. Well,
Yes.
now it's he might go in the first half of the first
Did you
round.
see any, read, see any of this letter he wrote to all the GMs in the league that he sent out?
No.
Yeah, he drafted this really well thought out letter and sent it to all the GMs in the league, stating his case for why he thinks he's the future.
Good
Pretty
for him.
cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
From what Florio was saying, it's somewhat unprecedented that somebody would do that. I thought it was pretty cool. Only again builds up his stock more because he's proven to these guys, I'm in this for the long haul. Get me in, you got something good. Pass on me, I'm gonna burn you. I still don't like him at 12 though, but it is what it is.
My two picks are pretty easy, I think. The way this draft is has fallen. My favorite edge rusher in the draft, Laiatu Latu, he's still there. The Saints need an edge guy. Bang, let's make that happen. And then the very next pick, Indianapolis Colts. Do me a favor, Kevin. Name a corner on Indianapolis's roster.
No clue.
Right. I was talking with a diehard Colts fan last week, and I said the same thing to him. Name a cornerback. I even gave him the initials of their cornerbacks, and he still didn't get it.
Even when they get a decent free agent, it seems they're there for a year and then gone.
Juju Brents, Dallas Flowers.
I've heard of roughly zero of those fellas.
Correct. I've heard of Juju Brents, only because he's a younger player. I think he came out last year in the draft.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Yeah, so we're going. Who's going to be QB1? It's going to be Quinyon Mitchell, and I
QB1 or
say that.
CB1?
I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. CB1. It's going to be him because, was it Chris Ballard, DM for the Colts? He is, and they, as an organization, are all about athleticism and freaky guys who can
Yeah.
dominate the things like combine, and that's Quinyon Mitchell, right? 4.33, 40. Guy's a beast. So there we go.
You
Cornerback
know why he's
one.
as high as he is too? Because
Mitchell?
of our boys that came out of Cincinnati and showing that just because they played at Cincinnati, it wasn't all just because they played there and that they could actually do it the same in the NFL. Otherwise, coming out of Toledo, you're maybe not going to get that notoriety. But I think that they really set the bar for these guys coming out from the smaller Division One schools.
I can buy that. So you're up then at 16 with the Seahawks.
I am again boring. They certainly don't need wide receiver. They need offensive line. I saw a couple today, and that you might believe me, you might not. Graham Barton going there because they need every position on the offensive line, and all of a sudden Graham Barton jumps up to 16 because of his versatility.
Where did I tell you he was getting drafted, Kevin? Top
Cincinnati?
20.
Was
I
it?
said top 20. Graham Barton, I
Okay.
said would be top 20.
Then I'm doing it. I think they might throw something out here. And this is a guy who's going to probably go about 10 spots higher than we expect and throw some things askew. So Graham Barton is going to Seattle because they need everything on the offensive line.
Love it. Graham Barton. That dude is awesome.
Jags, as much as I want to give them Brian Thomas, and I've seen him go there a little bit, I cannot at this point. Their number one need is corner. Arnold has to go there. You can't pass on him for a
Guy,
receiver.
my number one guy, not as physically impressive as what's his name, Quinyon Mitchell, but man,
But
this
he
guy
played
can
at
just
Alabama
cover.
and still did what he did.
Yeah, he can.
And they get a steal there. I think that's a steal at 17.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think Mitchell was a steal at 15 as far as talent goes.
Oh, most definitely.
All right.
You
I
got
know
the
this is
Bengals,
my.
big boy. This is a tough one. I've seen a million different things go here, including today, wide receiver.
Dude, I did a wide receiver to them in my mock.
It's crazy.
I gave him AD Mitchell, and I
You
said, boy, isn't this fun?
know, when you look at their wide receiver group, I think Tyler Boyd, he's still a free agent, right? Or he signed somewhere.
Yes. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah. But you see, they have possibly the best 1-2 in the league, yet mock drafts are putting a receiver there because they think Higgins is going after this one year.
Right. So because of that, and because receiver is so deep, ring, ring, ring.
Ah, yes, sir.
Ring, ring, ring.
Bye.
Ah, so this is the Washington Commanders. Cincinnati, your 18th pick is valued at 900 points. My 36th pick and 40th pick is valued at about 1,100. So I'm going to ask you to drop to 36 and 40, and I'm going to hop up in here if that's okay with you.
18 for 36 and 40. Rejected, but I'll let you do it anyway.
Ah.
But Pro Football Network canceled it. They're not down with it.
Well, they've canceled all of you, right?
Apparently.
Well, they also need an edge rusher. And I don't know if you know this, but they traded away not one, but two edge rushers from their team last year. They traded away Montez Sweat to the Chicago Bears, and they traded away Chase Young to the San Francisco 49ers. Edge is one of the most valued positions in the draft. And I'll tell you what, you allowed me to do the trade, so I'll let you pick the guy. Who do you think would be better here, Chop Robinson or Jarrett Verse? Speed or power?
I'd rather have Verse, I'll be honest with you.
Power it is. Jared Verse is going to the Washington Commanders. And this is interesting, I think, because I've seen Verse go to Atlanta at 8. If they don't go Turner, I almost always see it be Verse. So there are some folks out there that think he could be the first edge guy off the board.
If this would happen and Jaden Daniels turns out to be anything like people think, could the Redskins upset the sort of overall balance of the NFC?
I certainly hope not.
Well, of course you wouldn't, but they're a team that looks like, man, they've got pieces, maybe finally good ownership, maybe finally a decent coach, maybe finally a good quarterback who's not going to continue to waste this all-star receiver group.
Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, so.
And don't forget, we've got Austin Ekeler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We certainly don't want 2023 Austin Ekeler. If we can get anything of him before that, then that's something.
For sure.
You got Brian Robinson, too.
Yeah, absolutely. My next pick is very easy. At 19, the LA Rams. This is another pick I made in my mock draft. Out with the old, in with the new. Aaron Donald retires. No one could ever fill those shoes. But Byron Murphy is the pick here. Defensive tackle out of Texas. The first thing they need to do is bring Aaron Donald in the building and be like, hey, young buck, you're not going to be me, so don't try. Just be you. Because you don't want to have that cloud hanging over you trying to be who Aaron Donald was.
I got you, buddy.
This is shaping up for me to hate my Eagles pick at 22, by the way.
Yeah, you got 22. Did you see Tomlin's statement today for the Steelers?
What did he say?
He didn't say they're looking to trade down, but he did say very matter-of-factly that we addressed all of our needs in free agency. I think his term was like, we are not starving for anything or starving for any position. And again, it might not have been the word starving, it was so along those lines, like, making it sound like we don't really need 20. But at the same time, we're going to go ahead and let them pick somebody. Again, they need offensive line, but at this point, there's nobody super strong left for offensive line. And I really think that in that division, that Nate Wiggins is going to go there.
Oh, thank you. I can't stand. Okay, let me take that back. I can't stand. I'm not taking it back. Little corners.
I've seen them take a corner in a few of these today.
Yeah.
They took Kool-Aid in a couple of them.
Which is fine. Wiggins, I mean, it did not work out so far. I know it's only been a year, but Emmanuel Forbes with Washington has not worked out. And Wiggins is not that slight, but he's little.
We'll give him a try, see if Omar Epps can help him out. If it doesn't work out, maybe he could just step out on the field and try to tackle somebody himself for him. That
That's
way
too.
Jacoby Jones can't score and win the game.
That's too high. Using high picks on corners 2 years in a row, right? Wasn't it Joey Porter Jr. last year
Yes.
was top of the second round? Now Wiggins here.
It's a division where it's needed. Well, except when you're playing the Ravens.
Miami Dolphins 21, man. Dude, I would pay money for this to be Michael Penix in real life. I'm telling you, and they just don't pay Tua. Tua is the only quarterback left in that draft class that hasn't been paid. Hurts, who went in the second round, has been paid. Herbert's been paid. Burrow's been paid. Dude, they even gave
He's
Jordan
going to
Love
get
a one-year
paid.
extension. What?
He's going to get paid.
Yeah, but what if they take Penix and they're like, thanks, Tua. Thanks for the run. We got this enormous armed
Well, I mean,
quarterback.
the only way they're going to do that is if they trade forward, because I don't see him falling that far to 21.
Which is crazy. Again, crazy.
But what do they need? Again, offensive line they need, defensive tackle. I don't freaking know. See, this is where it starts getting tricky, because there's just so many needs that they have, and you start getting the players that aren't necessarily, again, it becomes supply and demand. I don't know. There's nobody on the offensive line here that I would want.
Really?
This high of what's left?
I think I'm okay.
Okay, we'll take Fatanu. I've seen him go.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw,
That's what I wanted.
yeah, I saw Mims go to him actually a little bit today too. I don't know. It's just something about it taking them here. I just don't like it. And I know if anything, they're actually getting a couple spots of a steal here. But okay, that's who's going.
I don't
It's
have to
not a
like it.
bad pick, but again, they're not sexy
No.
picks. I like throwing in a sexy pick once off, something that looks awesome, and just instead of just throwing out the fifth ranked offensive lineman of the draft. But
So
that's
I
what
should.
they need, because they've got every weapon imaginable. They just need somebody to stop Tua from getting concussions.
So you're telling me I should take either A.D. Mitchell or Xavier Leggett here for the Eagles? Would that be
Oh my God.
sexy
I
enough
wish
for
you
you?
would take Leggett. Who did he say today contacted him? Why would he go out and say it? Somebody contacted him and said, oh boy, we hope you're still around for our second round pick, because you're going then. I can't remember who it was. But it's like, why would you advertise that? Well, I could see for him, because that builds his draft capital, throwing that out there. Because now other teams are like, oh, we better take him earlier.
Right.
Oh God, I love him, man. I've only done one mock draft of all of the ones I've done that he ended up with the Ravens.
Well,
Well,
look.
except for the ones where I was drafting for the Ravens, he ended up on the Ravens on all of those.
Of course. Of course.
Literally 95% of them. I took him.
I'm sure. All
He's
right. Well,
dreamy.
a couple years ago, Jason Kelce is thinking about retirement. He decides that to tell the Eagles, look, this guy Cam Jurgens from Florida State is awesome. Draft him, let him sit or play guard for a year or two. Then you take my spot. Lane Johnson did the same thing with Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. So that is going to be the pick here for the Eagles. Guyton, I'm not huge on, although he is huge. But if Lane Johnson is going to give his stamp of approval, look, it worked out with Kelce. I mean, they ended up going with Juergens, so why not do it again?
So you're
Tyler
taking him
Guyton.
over Mims or Latham?
Yeah, well, but simply because that's Lane Johnson's. They've been working out together, I supposedly,
Okay.
Guyton and Johnson.
So is this something that you like, or you think the Eagles will actually do?
I think the Eagles could actually do it. I mean, they did it with Juergens, right? It is a second round pick with Cam. All right, now
Works for me. I don't think it's a bad pick. I just.
due to trades, the LA Chargers are now picking at 23. Now they already took their receiver, Rome Odunze. And I actually, my gosh, I think this would be an incredible way for the draft to fall if you are the Chargers. Because if, let's say, oh man, they need a receiver and they want offensive line. And here they get both because they ended up with Odunze, one of the three best receivers, and the tackle position is so deep. They still have a couple guys to pick from, right? We
Yes,
can
they
go
do. I think
Amarius
we just
Mims,
named them the two
or
guys
yeah,
you passed on.
or J.C. Latham. And I tell you what, man, Latham is a people mover, buddy. He is like a big bulldozer out of Alabama. And what's his name? Jim Harbaugh's got to be licking his chops. So J.C. Latham goes to the Chargers, and I think this would be an absolute grand slam for them.
That's what they want, power football.
Yeah, and they got it, man.
How do you think Justin Herbert feels that every other day he comes out and says how they're going to run the ball like 80% of their plays, they're going to play power football?
I
How do
know.
you think one of the best gunslingers in the freaking league feels about that?
You can't feel good, that's for sure. I mean, sitting there watching JJ McCarthy hand the ball off every single play in the
Yeah.
second half of the Penn State game.
It's going to be an interesting dynamic, to tell you the truth.
Oh, for sure.
But I think he's really one of those players, though. If they're winning, I don't think he'll give a crap.
Sure. Well, you mean Herbert?
Herbert, yeah, because
Yeah,
I think
you know
he
what?
really is a true team player.
I think you're right.
So I have to deal with the Cowboys. I have seen them trade out the first round and probably about 30, 40% of the drafts I've seen, but I can't see
Arizona's got
Jerry
Atlanta,
doing
man.
that. Jerry giving up his first round pick.
That's hard, a hard pill to swallow.
I mean, who do we take here? They don't need a wide receiver, but Brian Thomas is just staring at us. Adonai Mitchell staring at us. Xavier Worthy staring at us. They need offensive line. Mims is still out there, but that's not a splash pick. Who did he take last year? Wasn't it a non-splash pick last year? He can't do that 2 years in a row, can he?
Why can't I think of it? Top of my head, I don't have it. But let's look at this depth chart, man. Your number, you got CeeDee Lamb and then Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, wide receiver, big time need, I think.
It really is.
So which one are you taking?
Honestly, I think Mitchell would suit them better. But it's hard to pass up Brian Thomas.
Well, I can tell you, I don't want him to take Mitchell, because I love Mitchell and I hate Dallas.
Yeah. It's got to be Thomas. Boom. They took him. Jerry's got to make his play. He's got to go big or go home. And if these guys don't, did they lead the league in scoring last year, didn't they?
Did they?
If they didn't, it
Maybe
was
they did.
really close. It was them or I think them or the Dolphins.
I'm looking at the draft. Tyler Smith was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and Mozzie Smith was last year,
Yeah,
the
because even we,
defensive
when we
tackle
were
from Michigan.
watching, are like, this isn't Jerry. What's going
Yeah.
on here? Is he losing it?
All right, so
Okay.
they took Brian Thomas, you said?
Yes.
All right, Green Bay. They
Green
sticking put.
Bay needs linebackers, needs offensive line, but they also need Mr. Kool-Aid, who I've seen go there in numerous drafts. The last true actual corner, depending on what old Cooper DeJean plays in the NFL. And they need it, they got it. That's a division again where you got to have some good corners or you're going to be in trouble.
I'll be honest, I don't really like picking for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Chop?
And what?
You going with chop?
I don't is edge a huge need for them?
My two things I'm looking at, Edge is their number one need.
Okay. I'm also thinking Jackson Powers Johnson, because their the interior
Yeah.
of their offensive line
That's their
is
number
not
three need.
great.
Yeah.
But you know
Edge,
what?
cornerback, offensive, interior.
Yeah, we'll go chop simply because I don't think he's going to last this long. All and the one of the best edge rushers in the draft, all the dropping all the way to 26. I don't know about that. So we'll go ahead and take him.
Okay.
which puts me up on the Cardinals at
All
twenty.
day. This could be my mock I sent you.
What? Oh.
They already took freaking Marvin Harrison.
Who was the other one they took?
The other one I had in that one was Troy Franklin. But there's so many of there's any of them. And we talk about you, they could go from the worst receiver room in the league to one of the best in the first round of this draft.
That is so fun. All right.
But we also said that as much as it makes sense, that means there's no chance it'll happen.
That would be so fun, though.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing. God. Oh, wow. The best young receiver group in the freaking league. It would be sick. It would be absolutely sick.
And they could, can you imagine Marvin Harrison and A.D. Mitchell? Oh.
But it'd be crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, how do you, all of a sudden, the Niners, Rams, and Seahawks are like, okay, we got to bring in some more corner and safety help here. This has gotten a little silly.
I really want to go Johnny Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois. I love him so much.
That's their number two need.
I know. Oh, this is tough, man.
It is. I know. That's what I have with a couple of these. I'm like, oh, it's just sitting right there in front of me. And this is where I wish we would do a draft where we do what we think we would do, not what we think they're going to do. Because this would be a no-brainer for you.
Devin Reynolds, we're having some fun here. A.D. Mitchell is now an Arizona Cardinal, my friend.
Oh, dude, I love it. Oh, boy, that would be a great offense to watch.
It would go from ho-hum to watch out, buddy.
Yes. Oh, man, it would be great. What a fun division to watch, dude. Every team, look at, is there a better, would there be a better division in the league?
Dude, they haven't had anything near this since Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin.
Oh, yeah, they were great. But then you have those, and then you'd have Ayuk and Debo. Then you've got DJ, no, help me, I'm just so crazy, Seattle.
Oh, DK and Tyler Lockett.
DK, dude, Lockett, and
Puka
JSN.
And Cooper Kupp.
And then Cooper Kupp and Puka. That's what I'm
That's
saying.
Cool.
Has there been a division ever that had a better starting eight receivers?
Well, I mean, off the top of my head, I can be fairly confident saying no.
Oh, that would be great. So you did something to me here that I don't like. Because, you know, I just can't. There's nothing about me that screams that this guy's going to make it in the league. But I've seen his dude go to Buffalo in a lot of drafts. Like we said, one of the worst receiver rooms in the league right now. Literally, I think they only had two guys on the roster that even played a down last year.
Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, and he's the number one.
Yep.
So, Xavier Worthy. Boom. Buffalo Bills.
Not a fan.
Of him or the pick?
Well, both, because I'm not a fan of him, so I don't like the
pick. Right, I'm not a fan of him, but if we're doing this for the most part,
I got you.
He goes there constantly.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I know who the Lions are taking if this is how it goes.
Who would the Lions take if this is how this goes? Johnny Newton?
No.
Cooper DeJean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just might. I don't, yeah. Now, what do you think he's going to play, or do you think he's going to hybrid?
I think that's it. The answer is yes. That's what yes. He's going to go wherever they need him to go. Him and Brian Branch can probably flip-flop around, do some different things. And he feels like a Lions kind of guy, hardworking.
Let me ask you this. If he had been drafted on their team last year, would they have won that NFC championship game?
Well, that's – I don't know.
Maybe, maybe not, but it certainly wouldn't have hurt. He could be the difference maker. My friend, you've sold me.
Love it.
Cooper DeJean, 29.
It's DeJean.
I call him DeJean.
I know. This is another player you said a stupid name for. It's not right. Who is it?
It's
Travis Etienne.
Etienne.
Oh, man.
I live my own life, buddy. You know?
I
I
hear you.
walk my own
So,
walk.
listen, I can't give you Xavier Leggett here, Kevin, with the Baltimore Ravens at pick 30.
Well, you can't. They're not
I
picking.
just can't.
I've seen him go in the first round in a handful of drafts, but not many. It's a stretch.
Oh yeah. Not many at all. But we both think he's worth it.
If he were, it would be in this area, like 26 to 32, because they
Roughly.
sure as
Yeah.
hell know he's not making it the whole way to the end of the second round.
Yeah,
And it'd
correct.
be them taking a chance. A team like KC, who knows now they might not have their star receiver this year.
All right, I'm going to give you, I'll still let you make the pick. He's just
No,
not going to
you
be,
make it.
well, I'm going to give you options.
No,
Jackson
you make
Powers
it.
Johnson.
You make it. I don't want to make it.
Well, then I'm going Johnny Newton, buddy.
It's fine with me.
My defensive tackle guy from Illinois. In my opinion, I like him more than Byron Murphy. He is so active and explosive. He'll beat you up with his hands, and if he even has to, because he might beat you with his first step, might not even have to worry about it. So
I'm
I
with you.
love
They
him.
they've lost so much. I again was reading an article last week of what they've lost. It's they lost like 13 guys who played 60% of the snaps last year. It's just sick.
It's not ideal. I'll give you that. All right, so now we're up with the 49ers. Obviously, not a lot of holes, which means you can kind of give them anyone, right?
There's
I
so
think,
many high-level offensive linemen left.
but dude, Amarius Mims,
Yeah.
Jordan
You
Morgan.
drop big in our thing here.
Yeah, I know.
Again, it's not a sexy pick.
Right, because of that, I feel like I almost have to take him.
I can't argue with you there.
What about Corey Franklin, Ladd McConkey? Because they're not very happy with Brandon Ayuk, I don't think. I know they came out just today
Let's see. Yeah,
and
that's
said they
a,
want
yeah.
Ayuk to be a lifer,
That's what you
but
say right before he gets traded.
that's, I know,
Because they
right?
don't want to pay him. They're going to have to pay Purdy. They're already strapped. Again, the cap is sort of fictional, but not. Letting him go, I can't understand the 49ers. You've developed this guy. He sort of sucked at first. He's become one of the top five receivers in the league, and now you want to let him go? I don't understand it, but they seem hell-bent on getting rid of him.
Yeah, I don't.
But if you're getting rid of him and you're taking a receiver, you need somebody that's going to take that role. Ladd McConkey is not that guy.
Yeah, as fun as that would be, I don't think there's a way they can pass on Amarius Mims here, especially because he doesn't have to play right away. I mean, they have Trent Williams, right? Big old Trent Williams on the left there. Mims could sit for a year and then step because he's only has 8 starts under his belt.
Yeah. They
So.
could sit or just play another position for a year, learn, and then eventually move over.
Absolutely. So that's the pick,
You're right. I mean,
Marius.
this is a huge drop for him. There's no way he's going 31st.
No.
There's is it? I mean, are we crazy? Could he
Unless
really fall this far?
his lack of experience means a
Yeah,
lot to the
true.
NFL.
True. Okay,
We
so
have
I got the
come
last one.
the last pick of our mock draft, Kevin,
I
number
think about
32.
98% of every draft has KC taking a receiver here.
Or trading out.
Yes, there have been some trades, but we're not going to trade because we don't have any more picks. We're at the end of the first round. So if we
I
trade
mean,
it out, I'll just some random team that moves in there.
yeah, who you want to move in? Atlanta could move in.
A wide receiver
Arizona could hop up in here.
that fits all this.
Oh my gosh, just give them a get and get it over with.
I can because that's not realistic. You know he's not going to go there.
Can you imagine what Andy Reid could do with Xavier
Oh,
Leggett?
sweet Lord.
He
Oh.
would be who they want Kadarius, who they wanted Kadarius Toney
How
to be.
boy. How high would he go
I
in? I
almost
know I
knocked you off
always
your
fail. I'm
chair.
so excited. How high would he go in drafts if he goes to the Chiefs, especially if Rice gets suspended at the beginning of the season? How high
I
would he
am.
go auction in my league? I knew I'd be spitting up in the 40s on him.
On my Google Doc, I'm typing an X next to the Chiefs pick. I'm typing an A.
I'm going to do it just because of how much I love him. You had your one pick where you sort of went out on a limb. I'm going to do it. They need a wide receiver. Of everybody left, I don't care what anybody says, he is easily the best one left. Or let me
Wow.
say, the highest upside of everybody left.
You
And
could say
they
he's the
do
most
kickoff
talented.
returns, he might be doing that. And like you said, the way Andy Reid will scheme him, this is how could he fail? So, Xavier Leggett, number 32, Kansas City Chiefs.
I love it. This was fun. I like that we
Yeah,
put a
that
little
was
spin
cool.
on it. And I mean, I haven't seen anywhere the Cardinals take two wide receivers. I haven't seen Leggett go to the Chiefs.
Yes, you
This was
did. I
good.
sent you a draft I did
Well,
today
that's,
as
that
the
doesn't count.
Cardinals.
It doesn't count. I thought we had some good trades in here. I mean, Washington jumping back up to number 18. I like this.
Yeah, this is good. The only, if I'm going to sit here and say some things that I don't like, Penix at 12, but
Mims
he's
all the
not.
way to
I don't see him
31.
getting past 13, but he might. Yeah, Mims dropping the whole way down. But other than that, is there anything in here that just seems completely like there's no way that's happening?
No. What about Bo Nix not making it into the first round?
I've seen him drop out of I'd say the vast majority of first rounds. Because
I
so many of the
agree.
teams after don't need him.
It wasn't that way to start,
It
right?
wasn't. But now it's at a point five quarterbacks are going to go in the first round, I would say definitely. And I don't know that any of these other teams are looking at him and saying, you know what, we're going to pass on all these other guys to bring in our backup quarterback and maybe quarterback of the future.
Could you see the Raiders hopping in at the very end since they missed out on their QB and taking Bo Nix at the tail end,
They could. I
swapping out
mean,
with Kansas City or Baltimore or somebody?
I don't know how much they want Bo Nix. And the thing is, as much as everybody's acting as though they're screwed, they're not. They got the stash. It's not like they're rolling out Aiden O'Connell. They got the stash. They have at least a solid dude that can throw chuck the ball. I don't think Bo Nix is that exciting that I'm going to be passing on all these other people. But maybe second round, early second round, they move up.
I like this though, man. Honestly, as far as the guys that are going to go in the first, I'd say we're close.
I'd say we're extremely close.
Like it. I can tell you right now, my favorite pick in the whole draft is probably A.D. Mitchell of the Cardinals
I
as their
know.
second wide receiver, the first round.
But like we said, they have nothing right now. I don't even know who is their number one receiver right now.
Michael Wilson.
Oh, sweet Lord.
Is that who it would be?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
I'm pretty sure.
I look at death charts real quick before we get
It's
out of
either
here.
him or Greg Dortch.
Oh my Lord. Okay,
They need to.
Arizona Cardinals,
I.
Washington, Michael Wilson, Greg Dortch, Chris Moore.
They need to do what we just did.
Yes, it would be amazing. All of a sudden you got Kyler Murray, James Conner, you got them, you got Trey McBride.
They would probably go defensive tackle there in real life.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so sexy to do
It
that.
is, man. They would throw up some points. Like I said, it would be fun to watch.
I might buy two Cardinals jerseys. I
Yes.
might get a Harrison and a Mitchell
Yeah.
jersey.
That would be, dude, that would be dreamy. And then the one I sent you today, they ended up getting Brooks
Oh,
for
yeah.
the starting
Jonathan
running
Brooks.
back and let James Conner play second fiddle.
They desperately need some running back help for sure. I know Connor had a great year last year, but look, he's not getting any younger, that's for
No, he
sure.
is not.
And Amari
And he
DiMarcado
missed
showed that he's
games
not the guy.
last year again. When he was in, he was great, but he missed games again. Just what he does.
All right, sir. Anything else?
Not as far as this goes. I'm
I'm
excited
gonna.
for the draft Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you a little tease. For our show, I was going to talk about it, this week, but we got scheduling stuff, couldn't fit it in. But I did a little deep dive with wide receivers and their hit rate, picks 1 through 20, 21 through 40, and then 41 through 60. So basically the top two rounds, but I kind of wanted to look at it as far as those picks are concerned.
Okay.
So, top 20 picks and then end of the first, beginning of the second, and then basically the rest of the second just to get hit rates. And I bet it's going to be eye-opening for you. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Sounds good, my friend. Oh, we do have to mention that the MILFs of the Denver, greater Denver area to be on alert because Mr. Zach Wilson is on a plane bound for Colorado as we speak.
Yeah, with a seventh round pick or a sixth round pick.
Yes.
So
Oh, how the mighty have
he
fallen.
was the second overall pick in the draft.
I'm almost certain that you and I called this.
And he went for a pick swap.
Yep, you and I
Sweet.
called this,
Sweet.
brother. We knew it. And a lot of people did, but we said today's NFL, you have to take that chance that he's going to be the next Josh Allen.
Yeah,
It's just the
yes.
way it is.
He wasn't.
He
All right.
certainly was not.
Folks, thank you all for listening. Be sure to check us out Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube. He is Kevin Reynolds. I am Bobby Wall. Get your bell rung. See you later.
Thursday night, people.
Yes.